From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday edition, the 19th day of August 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and then coming up, Mike Adams with Counterthink. We'll have a fresh one-hour transmission for you out of the Infowars.com news studios. I just did a 30-minute emergency briefing to the president that I put out on Twitter and some other platforms. That's posted to Infowars.com. And when I come back at the start of the next segment, I'm going to do a more concise briefing to you and the president and Congress and the world. And then I'm going to lay out how the enemy's going to counterstrike and how I believe we need to counterstrike. So that is all coming up. And I mean legally and lawfully, politically, and through the criminal justice system. There is major hoaxes running everywhere that I want to cover first now. That A, I'm a criminal, that I've hidden evidence in some court case, that I'm running an illegal radio station, that I said get battle rifles for the media, and neither Lester Holt or Brett Baer, NBC, Fox, or any of these channels will show where I said get battle rifles ready. So later I'm going to play a Mark Dice piece where he actually went and got the video that Twitter deleted. That's how they do it. They delete what you say, and then they say what you said. Where I said Antifa openly says they're coming to congressmen and law enforcement's houses. They've doxed folks. And I said people need to be ready to defend themselves. But the old Nazi collaborator-funded website Media Matters said on Periscope, Alex Jones tells supporters to get their battle rifles ready against Antifa, the mainstream media, and Chi-Com operatives. But notice there's no quotes around Antifa and the mainstream media. They just made that up. But to their credit, they at least showed an edited tape. No one else even showed the video. So that's how much they're targeting us with the deplatforming is now they want to send out press releases to all our radio affiliates going, Alex Jones's show is illegal. You can't pick it up. But the affiliates actually went, we're taking you from nighttime to during the day. We got a bunch of those calls. All positive. Some like, my God, this is scary. We all know you're on the regular satellite. You're a provider. You don't run stations. They went and read the article about some micro I couldn't even hear that didn't even go out a mile. I didn't even know there's been a pirate in Austin for years that some family ran that shut down a year ago. They got sent an FCC letter. That turns into Alex's offices have been raided. His entire broadcast was illegal. Federal officers are on the scenes. And then Brett Baer had his own fake newscast where they then edit all this together. Let's just go out to break with that fake news piece we were talking about where Jones claims conspiracy after FCC shutdown. So they act like I agree that the FCC shut me down. Well, we're going to break. I'll have to get to it later. It's just unbelievable. When we upload this to InfoWars, just in the interest of time, let's just have the editors, because we're live right now, tag that two-minute report on the end. So it's on record for you to know the truth. I mean, it's like edited video of me going, the feds raided me. It's a conspiracy. They're inside the building. Oh, my God, I'm illegal. I'm going to jail. Battle rifles, battle rifles. And they won't even show video. It's edited audio. And Brett Baer goes, his problems just keep him worse. It's meant to make my shutdown off the internet sound legitimate. So you got Tucker Carlson defending me, and you got Brett Baer. I don't know if his producer lied to him and told him that, but I was talking to my law firm this weekend. They said, we're going to send him a deal to just get it straight. But my God, man. I mean, please, good Lord, holy Toledo, Brett Baer. I mean, talk about brown-nosing to George Soros. I mean, wow, you have hit a next level. So I'll play that later in the broadcast for those watching on the internet or the tape later. I'm going to go ahead and play it right now. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Every show becomes our most important. This is the most important ever. Share the links everywhere.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 19th day of August 2018. It is a live Sunday edition, and we are the most demonized, most attacked, most lied about media transmission in the world. And I've looked it up. There's nothing else like it except DrudgeReport.com that has 10 times the traffic we have, and thank God he does. Biggest news site, number two website in the world, period. And thank God for DrudgeReport.com, because if it wasn't for DrudgeReport.com that I visit even more than Infowars.com, and that's the truth, we would not have been able to punch out with the truth to the president. Now, yes, I have a lot of ways to talk to the president that horrifies mainstream media, a lot of ways. I've gotten a lot of phone calls from national TV hosts and national radio hosts and top writers and former government officials and current government officials in the last few days. And they say, chin up, our son, because the Death Star is cleared to fire. Man, they took the bait like a big old dumbass fish. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have a big old whale on the line and you got a tiger by the tail, but we're kind of a tiger ourselves. A little older, a little wiser. Not a young whippersnapper control freak, but something a little keener than what we're dealing with. We're the maker, it's the creation, but old Beelzebub's got a big old you-know-what for everybody. But this test is archetypal. So in the next segment, I am going to brief you, brief the president, brief the world on what we're currently facing. Because big tech, run by the Democrats, basically, and the Chi-Coms, is so out of control, they circulated secret memos a month ago. They gave private speeches to several hundred people a month ago. It all began to leak a few weeks ago. And I've had a lot of insiders go and check and follow the breadcrumbs, and we know the exact plan they've got to overthrow the country and go ahead and execute that coup. But Senator Warner and Senator Murphy, because McCain now is getting ready to cross the river Styx, they are planning an illegal media, financial, 25th Amendment uprising coup. So in the next segment, I'm going to break down how they're taking over the internet and how they're doing it and why they want me shut down. Day late, the dollar short. Woo-hoo! You think I care about being destroyed? No. Does a kamikaze coming into a deck of an aircraft carrier care politically? No. Does a torpedo even have a brain? So, the point is that my grandkids are going to be free, scumbags. And I'm a beggar, better man than you. So you're going to bang heads. You're going to bang heads, brother. And I got you out there on the field. Put that red cape out. You want to bang that head? Woo! Man, we got our Kroll crew in there throwing coal in to that furnace. That train's going over 120 miles an hour, baby. And there's no way to get off the tracks. This is a one-way trip. An express elevator. Oh, man. Call me Ahab, baby. An old Moby Dick's going down to the political bottom of the Davy Jones's locker because that's my daddy's name. My daddy's the deep blue sea. Both literally and figuratively. So, let's get ready. Because this is it. Toe-to-toe with the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. And then coming up, Tucker Carlson did a very good defense of the First Amendment, called out Republicans and others as cowards, laid out the exact groundwork of what's going on. Ain't it a shame he talks to the president? Ain't it a shame that he's got huevos between his legs? And we're going to get into so much more here today. But I'm going to brief how they're taking over the web, because knowing's half the battle. And the other half is what they plan to do once that's been successful and why we have nothing to lose but victory. And that's why it feels so good right now to be alive, so good to be sitting in this chair, so good to be putting my name, my treasure, everything on the table. Because I don't gamble in Vegas, baby. I gamble for the future of humanity. And when I go in, I go all in. I got a little secret for you. We've got all the cards in our little muds right there in our little paws. And if you'll all just play the cards you were dealt, we win, period. We join our ancestors in honor and in greatness. So, these Satanists and people that only think about the planet and their short lives are so angry because they don't know there's a whole nother thing waiting for them, and they're fools. But I have seen the glory. All right, that said, we're going to break it all down when we come back. Such a quickening. Such an incredible time to be alive. Such an amazing time. But because I never do this, I'm going to do this right now. And I'm going to just break it down for you. Just like our information is completely game-changing and has changed the world, thanks to Providence and you, who are the InfoWar, they believe cutting us off from many of our ways to reach you will keep you from coming to InfoWars. No, you've come. In fact, a great, much greater sum of people have come, times five at our average, 10 times our previous peak during the election has taken place. The enemy thinks you have no memory, though. You won't keep coming back to InfoWars.com or you won't keep spreading it. But that's not where the issue is. I tend to raise the money we need to fund in my projections for expansion at a very slow, controlled rate. And they've hit us a lot. And in the past, I would never order enough products, never had enough money. So then when something was selling out, it would sell out. We wouldn't have it for 6 months. So then it was always like, well, if I had enough product, we could fund everything. I was telling you the inside baseball. So I've taken everything the last year, everything, and put it to expansion and buying enough product, whether it be supplements or water filters, air filters, supplements, you name it, to be able to fund. So I do have a luscious glut of things that used to sell out. So we've got it. I've been so focused on political stuff, they've kept me distracted. This is good for you, but they explained, Alex, I had 3 hours of financial meetings yesterday, and they explained to me, they said, Alex, Mr. Jones, you have spent so much time on news, and you've also discounted stuff so much that, yeah, you sell, you know, 1,000 tubes of toothpaste today. Some days, usually it's 500, but you're making $3. It's not paying the bills. Well, it doesn't matter. It's great, and it's fluoride-free, and got colloidal silver and iodine, but it's true. We've discounted stuff so much. Instead of making $50 off something like DNA Force like I used to, we make $20. But that's just how I am. So I went too far discounting things, but I'm still doing it. I just need everyone listening to go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize we have the new reformulated Ultimate Bone Broth. It's 5 or 6 times stronger than any other bone broth out there. The amazing things bone broth does for your stamina, your energy, your bones, everything. It's like each serving's like dozens and dozens of bowls of chicken noodle soup without the calories. And the turmeric root organic, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, and more. It's now $19.95. I've got a glut of it, but it'll sell out soon. At cost, it's usually $60. $19.95, back in stock. It just came back in. But I'm selling it to get it all out of here so you can see how great it is. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Bone Broth Formula.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look at DrudgeReport.com if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, go to DrudgeReport.com. Alex Jones works around Big Tech Ban. Live! Live! More viewers than we had 2 weeks ago. More radio stations. More TV stations.
I'll drive her. Mama's driving.
I love Americana. If I hadn't had all these bad things happen to me, I wouldn't be strong. If I didn't have friends that love freedom, I'd be dead. I got a mouth like an alligator. I want it all. More power. Want to bang heads, baby? Let's go. Mental health will drive you mad. Wake the dead. That's some poetry right there. Randy Rose on guitar. Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let me brief the president and Congress and the world directly. Let me brief the Pentagon. Let me brief the patriots at Fox News. Let me brief everybody, because that isn't bragging or talking. I get phone calls that are interesting every couple of weeks, but I got phone calls, I guess, Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. People are making their rounds, but man, I got some calls from some very important people folks might have heard about. I don't know who, maybe. And then other people, and then other people, and then other people. And they were all very pleased. And they were pleased as pie. And I don't know how much I want to say, but let's just say this. The planets have aligned for spectacular action against the globalist and spectacular downfall of Senator Warner, Senator Murphy, and all of them, because they have been caught on tape. Little birdies confirmed to me preparing treason against this country and the president to overthrow the election, to take over telecommunications. And they are, in the words of a lot of folks, they are effed. They've got them with all the Russian connections, all the Chinese connections, all the censorship plans, the federal rulings, everything. These little pigs were so obsessed with the fact that they have unlimited power, and that they believe, because they tune into CNN and it looks like it's invincible to the few idiots that watch it, that all CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times do is give aid and comfort to their own cadre of criminals. And that the rest of the world has broken with you. And even the Chinese are preparing to abandon you. And, oh, that's the other good news, is that you think that the EU, that faltering thing, is going to keep you in power? You and Juncker, the grandson of the head Nazi, and then you got Soros, the Nazi collaborator? What's up with all these Nazis, man? Always got to run things, always got to control speech, always got to try to piss on America. Americans are idiots. They're dumb. We can beat them. They'll never wake up. Hitler said it. Juncker said it. Warner said it. Murphy said it. You all got chips on your shoulders. And you're not going to win. So I got a little excited with that last piece of music, so I'm going to behave myself. So I promise when I come back, I'll just do a gestalt, because I just did a 30-minute live transmission before we went on. It's on Infowars.com, or it should be soon. I did it on Twitter, where I just laid out my emergency briefing to the president and the world. I did a pretty good, concise job for me, with like over 100 articles and documents and internal law firm reports and Warner's report about internet censorship. So I'll next segment be super professional, but you just can't play something like Quiet Riot when we come in. Just play something like Escape from New York. It's more serious. Because let me tell you, I get rowdy listening to that song. I've done some stuff I'm not ashamed of and not really proud of listening to that song, so let's just not play it, okay? But that's kind of like the battle anthem right there. But I'm going to behave myself. I just feel America coming back from the dead, and I'm so blessed to be persecuted. I'm just, my spirit is so strong. I've never been closer to God, and I can be a little aggressive with folks. I apologize to the crew if I was overheating earlier. It's just that thank you, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for everything. And just thank you for the community of getting to meet people like Matt Drudge and others off record that are patriots that have all given me an outpouring of support, and the president and everybody else. And it's just good to be committed with men like this and some women, but men mainly, who are just all about free market, all about freedom, all about America. I'm going to read Trump's tweets coming up defending the First Amendment and saying this purge of conservatives is wrong. And, you know, it's a dark time, though. The left is desperate. They banned PragerU today. Yep, they deleted most of their videos, and they banned them on Facebook, where they're shadow banned, so their page is there, but no one can see it. When they send it out to their millions of subscribers, they don't get it. And they're banning thousands of people a day that we know of. Everyone's getting banned. Everyone's getting shadow banned. The president is shadow banned. Shadow ban is 99.999999%. You have to be on the page to see it. And as Trump pointed out a few weeks ago, this is illegal. Actually a month ago or so, but they don't care. They're just going to expand it. So we're forcing them to be the tyrants they already were. Because they shadow banned us 50%, you know, during the campaign 2 years ago. And then they shadow banned us 80%. Because I could look at our graphs. We have computers. It's like, you know. And then it was 90%, 93%. All conservative sites are all listed, thousands of us, by the Southern Poverty Law Center and Snopes. And they're all funded by Soros, Media Matters. They actually run the internet now. And they just list us and, like, put us in our little gulags, put us in our little electronic ghettos that Drudge first coined the term 5 years ago. And so we're stuck in those little ghettos. But you know what? We got President Trump, and we've got Drudge Report, just as important as the president. And I'm not just saying that. Believe me, I've watched this. It's actually scary because we've got incredible sources and incredible power, but it's so limited in the amount of men there are. It's Trump. It's Drudge. It's WorldNet Daily. It's Tucker Carlson. It's me. It's whatever. And it's like there's not many of us, but there's you out there, and you are the real power. There are a lot of you. And the fact that double the numbers of minorities are supporting Trump, that scares them so bad. So I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to give you a focused briefing on what's currently happening and how they plan to strike next when we turn back after the break. Whatever you do, however you're listening or watching, tell folks now. This is history in the fight for America. Infowars.com, Newswars.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, the legendary fight for America, the legendary fight for our free speech is afoot. The Democrats are so incredibly arrogant that we have their entire battle plans. But see, they're not arrogant. They have to act confident in front of their people and call for these insanely illegal things out in the open like it's normal, hoping their minions, their operatives, their henchmen, their foot soldiers, their cannon fodder, their serfs, their slaves carry out their operations. So here's the large takeaway. There is an ultra-insane leftist big tech, collapsing universities full of anti-free speech leftists, collapsing mainstream media, newspapers, TV, in a desperate superstorm or perfect storm of the scared Democratic Party and the political realignment happening globally for nationalism and capitalism, allied with the Chi-Coms and Davos and the EU, the unelected EU, headed up by Juncker, to crush Trump and American recovery. And to do that, they've used the cover of Russiagate to cover up their Russian and Chinese involvement. And Senator Warner and Senator Murphy and others are now in charge, that's even come out in their own admissions, of a program threatening big tech a month ago to begin shutting down all conservative, all libertarian, all pro-Trump, all pro-America speech And that's the crime. You can say, oh, you're a private company, but you're a monopoly. Courts have ruled you're the public town square. They've admitted they are. So the fact that they're on record, so arrogant, saying we met, we decided to do this with Tim Cook and Eric Schmidt still involved at Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and Zuckerberg's involved, all of them. This is incredible that they are the very definition of the Sherman Antitrust Act. They're the definition of racketeering. These aren't just words. So I knew that Google moving to China and Apple moving and giving them all the code keys and helping censor the Chinese was illegal. And Congress in 2010 said they might break up Google for doing it. And so I thought I was being banned from that. But I've later talked to top lawyers on the West Coast, the East Coast, D.C., New York. I've later talked to members of the Trump operation, very high level. I've talked to national talk show hosts. I've talked to them all. And they said, no, it's that you were pointing out that Senator Warner and his memo, when you first reported it 2 weeks ago, when it was getting no attention, was quarterbacking things. Warner is now in charge. Not Soros, not John McCain, who's close to the death doorstep. We're so sad for him as he prepares to pay Choron to cross the River Styx and meet his maker. No, it's Warner. And this guy is unbelievable. He literally threatens people and puts memos out that are public saying, I will be president in 2020. Megalomania, and you better shut down all the Trump people or I'm going to say you're a Russian agent. And he says all pro-Trumps, all of it, I'm going to show you the memos, are Russian. The Russians can't even run their own country. Did they buy the uranium off Hillary? Yeah, because they could. That's what countries do. You don't think our government wouldn't do that if Russia would sell out? I'm no Russophile. Screw Russia. If they're actually our enemy. But no, China's 100 times the threat. So what did Trump say in his tweets? They're censoring conservatives. They're trying to steal the election. China's the real threat. He didn't say that because I said that. Other people try to tell the president. They get kicked out of their intelligence jobs by other operatives. They get harassed. Their families get threatened. Their houses get broken into. I've got an audience of millions of activists. You are the power. I'm not just saying that. You get to chill up your spine. It's you. And so they want me to shut up. And I've been told through the grapevine, and I've told you this, shut up about China, shut up about radical Islam, shut up about sexualization of children, stop the pedophile reporting, which is all over the news now. They can't stop us. And you'll be left alone. By the way, how'd you like a Netflix show? $5 million. I don't want your stupid show. I don't want $5 million. I want my soul. It's been years since they tried to buy me off, but you know the offers have been back on the table. Just Soros is a nice guy. Just stop now. Stop saying he's a collaborator. Say he was captured by the Nazis and it'll all stop. Yeah, until next week, I got to say something else. How about this? How about you go to hell? How about that one? So let's go. Let's go to the end. I'm ready. I'm ready to take my licks. I've already taken quite a few. But you ain't getting the soul. That's the value. I got everything I want. But America is in this choice. So the other podcasters, they've been intimidated. They've all been shut up. Because if they defend Alex Jones, you see, they'll get shut down. But then as soon as they didn't defend me, as Tucker Carlson said, this clip's coming up next segment, as soon as the litmus test was passed, as soon as only Tucker, and as soon as only a few others defended me, like Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, then they went, well, these people are going to roll over. And it started. I can't even keep track. Everyone I know has been shadow banned or deleted. From Millie Weaver to Gavin McGinnis to Prager University to deleting Tucker Carlson's videos. Trump has hundreds of millions of Twitter followers, 50-something million here, 80 million here. His average retweet's like 50,000. He's shadow banned 99%. There are computer programs, we published them, where you can go look at, do the tweet. Only reason Trump has reach is other people tweet him. So, Mr. President, you're already being censored. They're shadow banning you, but it's beyond Twitter. Dorsey's plan to play ball on both sides. He doesn't know who's going to win. You've got to come into the vacuum where the Chi-Coms and the EU and big tech are saying you're going to lose. Just because Warner might have a chance of winning in 2020 and says, I'll be the president, and acts like he's the big rooster, you're like a 10-foot-tall rooster to about an inch-tall rooster that's Senator Warner. a no-talent little globalist minion. He's this little bitty rooster. If you accidentally just didn't look where you were, you'd step on him. Don't want that to happen to him. Want him to live a long time in federal prison. So the fact that this is going on, he just says we're taking over, we're going to federalize all the big tech. That's all in his own memos. They all roll over like little puppy dogs. You know, little puppy dogs scared of for no reason. It rolls over in submission and pisses on itself. So Silicon Valley's a bunch of followers, all the rest of them scared of losing their billions. They just roll over and piss themselves because there is a power vacuum. You're like, I'm free market, I'm a libertarian. We're not going to get involved. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Silicon Valley, they all see a power vacuum because you're not regulating. Regulation just means we're open, we're free, you don't violate people's rights. You know, it's regulation to say you can't deny blacks access to housing if they have the credit. That means you're regulating banks. You're saying don't discriminate. It's like reform. Reform could be redo your house or get hit by a Mack truck. It just means you're a different shape. So, see, we sit back as the Heritage Foundation goes, China has 100% tariff. We have a zero. That's free market. Or Canada has a 280% tariff, but we have a zero. That's free market. Trump gets that's a fraud. So you've been convinced by the mainline Republicans that just leave the web alone, it's free speech, while they're openly banning all the Republican ads, all the Republican sites, all the Republican candidates. No one can share anything. Everyone's shadow banned. 93% was the number 2 weeks ago. The new number is 99%. You're shadow banned 99%. Breitbart shadow banned 99%. I'm just totally banned. And a shadow ban's a term you know about from Twitter because I use that and got you a briefing. It's Google. It's Facebook. They're all doing it. PragerU is 99.9999. You got to go to the page to see it. Mr. President, that's Breitbart.com. It's all there. But the good news is computer scientists are now looking at it. People are now tracking it. People are aware of it. So the left's even more panicked to come in and shut down the free speech. So I know you're looking at some major actions, antitrust, executive orders. You already struck back at Facebook with their unfair housing type law. When it's Christians or conservatives, their ads get blocked. Exactly. You good. But you've got to go completely after them on every front. And it's now because they have criminally planned all this. And Mike Cernovich has got big inside baseball. He's joining us second hour. I haven't got into how the President Trump should strike back or the documentation. I did it in an earlier video that we put out on Twitter. They'll probably delete it in a moment. Infowars.com should be posting it now. But whatever you do, listeners, realize you have the power. And when you spread the links, the local station you're listening to, you are unstoppable.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So the number one thing you can do if you're a TV viewer, radio listener, or watching at Infowars.com is to call your friends, your neighbors, your family, to send out the link at Infowars.com. We have a link on Infowars.com. Let's pull it up. To President Trump planning major action against tech giants, censorship of the American people. That link, exclusive, President Trump planning major action against tech monopoly censorship. No matter how you're listening, it is critical that you go to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com and you take that link and you send it out to everybody so the American people know what's happening. I could have gone along with the system, been left with my, you know, close to 30 million subscribers on iTunes and YouTube and Facebook and Stitcher and Spotify. But I didn't. I didn't because this is criminal. And we've got all the proof of what's happening and this total takeover plan and foreign governments involved and how all the newspapers and all the major universities and all the major media are anti-American and globalist and how stupid they think you are and how they think they're going to defeat you. And how their own judges say they're public commons and that you're allowed free speech there, but they won't. They're such bullies because they were raised to hate this country. That's their whole religion. Mike Cernovich is coming up with plans and info he's got. We won't get into all of it on air to counter this. And then the president gearing up with major action against this very, very soon. I mean, look, you saw the president come out in the New York Times, reported on it, and others. And they said, yeah, no, Jones saying, please do something. They're censoring. They're shutting down all the conservatives. The Chi-Coms are the ones censoring. their involvement. Like, look, the president said it. He's crazy. No one's censoring anybody. They're all over the news saying censor all conservatives. They're celebrating it. CNN has no viewers. They have to pay to be on an airport. But their main job with that crazy lunatic-looking person, Brian Stelter, is to go around and harass us off the internet. And I've got the articles right here where they then deny they did it. They think you're idiots. You're not Dory. You're not Dory from Finding Nemo. You have a memory. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I want to get to Tucker Carlson here because this is really, really important. And Tucker Carlson is not a follower. His dad was the head of Voice of America and a big patriot involved in the government fighting the Russians. He's been accused of being a Russian agent by these different Democrats for pointing out that Russiagate's a hoax and that the Democrats are in bed with Russia and China. And he did a piece Friday that he's been ridiculed and attacked for, where he said that the people that are defending my deplatforming are cowards and that they're stupid because this is meant for everybody. And boy, has he not been proven right. Prager University has billions of views on YouTube. They paid to advertise massively all over Google on my own channel back when before it got deleted 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. And PragerU is just John Prager and others very calmly, professionally, with animations, laying out capitalism versus communism, population numbers, you name it. And it's very powerful. They had a bunch of their videos deleted. They were shadow banned 99.999%, meaning you had to go to their Facebook to see it, and YouTube deleted a bunch of their videos. Stefan Molyneux has two strikes. He's locked out of his YouTube account with almost a billion views. Gavin McGinnis has been banned. Everybody's getting banned. And they thought, well, look, we'll demonize Alex Jones first, build a straw man, we'll shut him down, and then conservatives will go along with it, and then we'll have the precedent for everybody else. And sure enough, other than Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com and the president and a few other people like WorldNet Daily and a few people like Tucker Carlson, everybody else went, oh, yeah, get rid of him. And now they're censoring Jordan Peterson. Now they're censoring Shapiro. Now they're censoring Glenn Beck. You see, it's a domino effect. But hey, you can't go see the video with 5 million views. Matt Drudge warns of internet takeover 2.5 years ago because they deleted it all. 35,000 videos with 5 billion views. And again, it's like my baby was destroyed. But, you know, I knew it was coming. So better just to get it out now before the election, have a debate, and thank God the president's responding. Thank God it's happening. So Carlson has a lot of courage. He's putting it all on the line. He had this professor on who lays it all out about how we have surrendered to the cultural control freaks, and that's why we're in this crisis. Here is this report that's got to go viral. The raw videos on Infowars.com. Go there, comment on it, spread it, use it. They hate it when you communicate. Infowars.com. Get this article. Here it is.
With speech. As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones. Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news. The institutional right in Washington, afraid of being criticized, mostly stayed silent. That was foolish, and it was cowardly. This isn't about Alex Jones or any one person. It's about the central principle of our society, and it's at stake here. Do people have a right to communicate their views? It doesn't matter what those views are, Alex Jones's views or anyone else's views. They may be misguided. They may be repugnant. Often they are. But there's a remedy for repugnant views. Make a countercase. Defeat bad ideas with good ideas. Kill lies with truth. That's how healthy societies function. We are moving in the opposite direction. Increasingly, the people in charge use technology to silence criticism, mostly of them. The left will tell you that defending Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie. We would make the very same case on behalf of Jill Stein or Noam Chomsky on the left or anyone else the establishment was trying to silence. The left-wing ACLU spent about 100 years representing radical extremists whose views they hated. And they did it to make that point. Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech. In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by...
All right, well, that clip didn't go well, of course. That's just the way things work around here. So we'll try next segment to play that for you. Redownload it again. Somebody downloaded that, I guess, in a Snapchat or something, in a live feed. And so it's got somebody getting emails in it while you get it. I saw it. I told people, but what do I know? I'm an idiot. You know, that's who I am. We're going to get to his report. We'll just push Cernovich back. We're not going to Brett Baer. So we're going to get to all this here today. But this was a really important report. And you're not going to be able to see it or hear it here. But Infowars.com for now has it for you. And we're trying as hard as we can to get you this information. My God, are we trying hard. I've been getting ready for the show all day long since I got up at 5 a.m. I'm not bitching. This is such an epic time in U.S. history. Such an incredibly epic time. And so many people are asleep. They look at telephones all day. The average American spends half their time on the internet or in front of a screen, and they're just not awake. And you know most people aren't. You can't get through to them. You can't talk to them. They're not there. They're not there. But if I have to, we'll just push Cernovich because we're going to play this clip of Tucker Carlson, or I'll leave. I'm not going to do the show. I'm not throwing a fit. I'm just not going to do it. So that's coming up. But here's the thing. Evil globalists want control of your life. They want your kids. They want your money. They want your life. They want it because they're psychic vampires. And you're not like that, so you don't get why they're like that. You understand why this is happening because you are a normal person. You are a nice person. You're not a scumbag. But they're not going to stop till they control every facet of your life. So I'm going to tell you again. The way you stop them is telling everybody in your family and your neighbors and everyone, this is verboten information. If you're listening on local radio or local TV or Infowars.com or Newswars.com, that's how you do it. And separately, get a T-shirt, mean as a Wolverine, President Trump, reelect 45, get a Infowars.com or Molon Labe shirt. We need the funding. They're trying to shut us down. And God, I'm fighting as hard as I can. You better believe it. We got the new shirt, Infowars.com. Is forbidden information. No reviews yet because it just came out. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to stand up for America in the middle of this fight? Go for it. If you don't, it's your free will choice. Now I'm going to start the next hour for a couple segments. Mike Cernovich is coming up later, maybe canceled. And we're going to play Tucker Carlson, and we're going to play Bill Maher, and we're going to go over all those clips here on air. One way or another, it's going to happen. And then I'm going to talk about how we stop them and what they're planning if they win. Again, we're going to be here till the end telling the truth. Thanks to DrudgeReport.com for being linked to us right now. We're going to try as hard as we can to become conscious.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
History is so incredible. The moment we're in is so epic that I am literally unable to even broadcast at this point. I mean, this is so amazing. Foreign governments, the unelected EU, run by the heir of the Nazis and the Chi-Coms that killed 110 million of their own people and their own admissions, are now rampaging to destroy free speech and are purging thousands of conservative Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube and Google channels and everything else every day. They're openly announcing we're all Russian agents and they're going to arrest us and they're going to kill our president and rape his family. They're openly announcing they're going to shut down America, and America was never great and it'll never be great. They're a bunch of open enemies that are against all of us and our families, who are incredibly criminal, that are so out of control, they admit their plan against us. And I will not sit here and I will not stand for this garbage. I will stand against it with you, and this system will not succeed. It will not cross the threshold. It will not destroy the Renaissance. It will not destroy true liberalism. It will not destroy the future. It will not destroy me. It will not destroy your family. It will fall of its own weight. But I call on humanity to awaken now and realize how serious the costs are and understand it. We're going to come back with the Tucker Carlson piece and the Bill Maher piece that I said we'd get to. The copy I sent didn't get downloaded. Another one did with some stuff in the background. It's coming up. It's just that, listen, if I seem out of control, it's not because I'm even angry or pissed off. It's because the energy level on this planet and the decision being made about the future of humanity all lines up, as Providence says, with America, and it all lines up with this election. This election. We can still win if we fail here, but it's a whole nother timeline of bioweapon, nuclear war, civil wars, billions dead. And I don't want to get metaphysical here, but everybody knows I know what I'm talking about. I got a little bit of a sixth sense, a little bit, just a little bit. And this is it, ladies and gentlemen. We can all feel it. We can all see it. And I want humanity to make the right decision. We're still going to have incredible challenges. Things are going to still be hard. We're not offering some utopia. But you sign on with these globalist cutthroats that created Hitler and created the commies. Man, we are facing a really bad 100 years of technotronic tyranny and technocracy, and Katie bar the door. Sweet Jesus. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet Jehovah. That's why I'm bouncing off the walls, because I can feel humanity struggling back to life partially. And we've almost got a path to the future. Oh, God, if we make it through this, we're going to look back on this as being born. If we make it to the stars and what's going to happen, we're going to look back and go, God, we're going to just every moment be rejoicing we made it through this. But if we don't make it through this, my God, all the nightmare visions of John on the Isle of Patmos, everything that every sage has known, we're going to have to go through it. And I don't want my children to go through that. And that's why I'm so angry. That's why I'm so frustrated. I feel like I don't have the power or the resistance or the strength to be delivering you this message. But thank God that Trump is there. Thank God that Drudge is there. Thank God that you're there. And thank God this crew is there. I've been somewhat of a jerk today, because I'm just like a race car. Start your engines. And I'm like, I mean, I've just got stacks of them admitting how they're going to steal our birthright of free speech and how they're going to persecute us and how our kids belong to them. And it's like they're a bunch of wild-eyed assholes. And it's all admitted, and it's all discriminatory, and it's all fraudulent, and it's all insane, and it's all satanic. Mike Cernovich is coming up in the second segment throughout the rest of the hour. Appreciate him coming up. Great, smart guys, a lot of inside baseball. How is Trump going to strike back against this? That's being formulated now. People always talk about what's in a birthing phase, but I think you need to know Trump is preparing the counterpunch.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up at the balance of the hour at the next segment. Anytime, this could be my last broadcast. The globalists, the deep state, are looking at cutting off the power grid. They're looking at taking over major telecommunications and announcing that President Trump is a Russian agent. They've already told big digital telecoms and the tech giants that they are taking over, that Trump will lose, and that they've got to censor all conservatives ahead of the midterms 80 days out. Or that they will be broken up once the Democrats get in. The Democrats will take you over anyways. It was America allowed you to grow something this big and set something up like this. Alphabet and your subsidiaries, Google and YouTube and then Facebook and all the rest of it. And so Trump is saying no and formulating plans now to counterstrike. But Tucker Carlson beautifully laid this out Friday night. He had a bunch of incredible guests. The full 35-minute, several segments are on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Get it out to people. America is making its decision now. And he said, those going along with my censorship are cowards and fools. And boy, was he proven right. They have banned hundreds of prominent Twitter, Facebook, YouTube accounts. PragerU has been frozen. Their videos taken down. Totally family, totally conservative, G-rated. They have been banned on Facebook. It's all happening. This is the takeover ahead of civil unrest, false flags, you name it. So let's go to Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
Good evening and welcome to a special Inside the Issues edition of Tucker Carlson tonight. Over the next hour, we'll take a deeper dive into some of the biggest matters affecting American life today. We start with speech. As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones. Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly. The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news. The institutional right in Washington, afraid of being criticized, mostly stayed silent. That was foolish and it was cowardly. This isn't about Alex Jones or any one person. It's about the central principle of our society. And it's at stake here. Do people have a right to communicate their views? It doesn't matter what those views are, Alex Jones's views or anyone else's views. They may be misguided. They may be repugnant. Often they are. But there's a remedy for repugnant views. Make a countercase. Defeat bad ideas with good ideas. Kill lies with truth. That's how healthy societies function. We are moving in the opposite direction. Increasingly, the people in charge use technology to silence criticism, mostly of them. The left will tell you that defending Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie. We would make the very same case on behalf of Jill Stein or Noam Chomsky on the left or anyone else the establishment was trying to silence. The left-wing ACLU spent about 100 years representing radical extremists whose views they hated. And they did it to make that point. Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech. In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world...
Back that up 10 seconds. What changed is they got power and they sold out the Chi-Coms, the EU, the big banks. The right was wrong to try to censor the left early on. We should have just countered them. But now they're the ones in control and they're the ultimate censors at universities, the media, everywhere. They're monsters. And now they want you completely banned from all new forms of digital communication, just like using a telephone. Let's continue.
Totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
Well, so pause again and back it up 10 seconds. Because they tracked the talking points I put out that I didn't invent. They were classic Americana. They were what made us great. It was Barry Goldwater. It was Ron Paul. It was, you know, all these patriots. But I was able to get it out. They did a study, basically, and they knew that I was reaching tens of millions a week. It was real. You know, bigger than Limbaugh. I don't want to be bigger than anybody to feel big. I kind of hit it for a while. We were like twice the size of Limbaugh at our peak until they censored us. But still, now government listens even more. It's like once you cut me off the proletariat, now it's like the Congress and foreign governments are like, give me the Jones, when I'm not even that important. It's my guests that are important. But that's what I'm saying, folks. This is incredible what's happened. Let's go back to Tucker Carlson.
People have a right to communicate their views. It doesn't matter what those views are, Alex Jones's views or anyone else's views. They may be misguided. They may be repugnant. Often they are. But there's a remedy for repugnant views. Make a countercase. Defeat bad ideas with good ideas. Kill lies with truth. That's how healthy societies function. We are moving in the opposite direction. Increasingly, the people in charge use technology to silence criticism, mostly of them. The left will tell you that defending Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie.
And pause. Just back it up 5 seconds. But you have to understand, they build a straw man and run thousands of articles a week for years about what I said that I didn't, show that then they can say, oh, get rid of his speech to set the precedent. So again, it's not even what I said. Continue.
Alex Jones's right to speak is the same as defending what Alex Jones says. That is a lie, and they know it's a lie. We would make the very same case on behalf of Jill Stein or Noam Chomsky on the left or anyone else the establishment was trying to silence. The left-wing ACLU spent about 100 years representing radical extremists whose views they hated, and they did it to make that point. Free speech is for everybody, even the crazies. That's the very definition of free speech.
Pause again. But that's when they were getting in charge. Now that they're in charge, ACLU don't hear them like, no, no, no. Continue.
Everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up? And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with. You see it all the time. Last summer, the CEO of Google, who is a billionaire, by the way, flew home from family vacation just to fire a low-level programmer called James Damore. What did Damore do? His crime was writing a private memo that gently questioned identity politics. The reaction in both those cases, and many others like them, was weirdly disproportionate, almost hysterical. It was like shooting someone for looking at you funny. Confident people don't behave like that. Insecure, terrified people do. And that's the point. Our establishment crushes dissent not because our establishment is strong, but because it is weak and afraid. In the words of a perceptive essay this week, quote, censorship is what happens when powerful people get scared. That piece was written by a former Wall Street executive called Michael Krieger, and it's worth quoting at length here. Elites aren't afraid of what Alex Jones says, Krieger writes. They're terrified that it's popular. They're in denial about the consequences of the world they created. Trump didn't divide American society. Alex Jones didn't cause our widespread and, by the way, justified distrust in institutions. Elites did that with their spectacular failures. Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo, the stewards of which refuse to take a look in the mirror, accept blame, and reform. Censorship by Silicon Valley billionaires will backfire spectacularly. Ultimately, it's safer for society to have open public forums where all ideas, whether you consider them dangerous and crazy or not, can be openly expressed alongside each other. Deplatforming popular content won't make it go away. It will just shift to areas of the internet you may not see, where it will fester and grow stronger over time in even more intense and radicalized echo chambers. You'll think it's gone from society because it's been safely cleansed.
All right, the full video is on Infowars.com, and he gets this professor that talks about how the left has a psychological dictatorship, the media, the colleges, they're a cult, they've got to be stopped. Mike Cernovich talks about how we combat this straight ahead. When I grow up, I want to go interplanetary, intergalactic. We now take you live to the most banned broadcast in the world, InfoWars.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I read the classified reports later that my family was involved in, a lot of uncles and people, the stuff they did. I think my job is easy defending this republic. And we're all now in the battle for America and the world. And Mike Cernovich, documentary filmmaker, next month his huge film Hoax coming out. He's already had films in the top 10 on Netflix, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, Cernovich.com. He is joining us right now. Bill Maher hopes he commits suicide. He joins us to get into his sources, without getting into sources, my sources, Trump coming out with the tweets, exposing the censorship, Senator Warner involved, what's coming, and then what's coming next with Facebook and others wanting people's bank account info. This is, even if you don't believe in the Bible, doesn't matter. Mark of the Beast is a great way to control people. Hitler would have loved it. So we're going to look at what they're currently doing and what they do next if they succeed. What will they do after the purge if the globalists win? Mike Cernovich, take over.
Well, I mean, what they're going to do is they're going to run us into gulags, Alex. I mean, this, there's a precedent for left-wing violence. This is not a mystery. We just went through Miles Gravely for the Cambodian genocide, Stalin and his gulags. The left wing has always wanted to imprison people. So one of two things will happen. I think actually what we'll have is a big war, because I had a thought the other day that the Vietnam War would not have happened if social media had existed. Never would have happened, because the Gulf of Tonkin incident was verifiably fake. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was fake. And everybody would be organizing on social media against the war in Vietnam. So they'll probably start a really, really big war, World War III, because without the people on social media, that's why they went after Caitlin Johnstone. She's a liberal, Alex. You and I defend the free speech of everybody. Caitlin Johnstone, she's a socialist, for crying out loud.
I can't even bring myself on Stelter saying, take me off air, to say, take Stelter off. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't want Brian Stelter banned. I don't want CNN kicked off the airwaves. I want them, because I believe that the more people who watch them, the more that they lose. It's like with Hillary Clinton. There was a reason Hillary Clinton never wanted to do any campaign events.
No, I totally agree. Why don't they get that everyone hates them? Like, if everybody hated me, I'd go away.
Right. Yeah, and that's why they don't want people seeing us. Because the more people watch us, the more they wake up, the more they like us. Because we have a message of racial unity. Black, white, Hispanic. We don't care where you came from. We only care that you support freedom in America, liberty, strong values, Catholic, Christian, Jewish.
We're not using division as a power control. We just care that you're into freedom.
Yeah, exactly. And that is not what the media wants. That is not the message the media wants. The media wants to keep us divided all of the time, fighting all the time. So they don't want people watching. Because the problem is that if you read an article about Alex Jones, or if you read an article about Mike Cernovich, you would say, wow, those people sound like insane people, you know? But then you watch the video and you go, oh, wait a minute. I mean, actually, the media is fake. It was a lie. These are people, they want to bring people together. You know, you've talked about praying for people before, charity drives, you know, disaster relief with the big hurricane in Texas and everything. Where did CNN? They've never done a toy drive. I did a toy drive last year. We raised $15,000. I did a drive last year after the Manchester bombing for a group called Child Find, $5,000. Wow. What, you've done many, many charity things. CNN, they don't do charity drives. They just sell advertising and make even more money for the globalist war machine.
Well, that's the thing is, it's not that we're perfect or anything, but we have good faith towards people. And that's the thing is, my biggest frustration about them deplatforming me is we still have our audience, people that, but they don't want us talking to new people. That's what they really want, is to block the new people. That's why our listeners would just tell their neighbors, everybody, hey, this is verboten. Here's the free app, or here's where you find it. Don't let them lie to you, because once they banned me, then it was Alex Jones is in the KKK, Colbert said, and he poured milk on his head. Or they had a cartoon Colbert put out where I said the Holocaust didn't happen. Both my grandfathers almost died. Both were shot down in World War II. Hitler was real. He was an asshole. He killed real people. How dare you say, Colbert, with your Showtime show, it's like a cartoon, I should give it to the crew, we can play it later, that I don't believe Hitler didn't kill Jews, man? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a violent guy, but it makes me want to... I mean, I'm pissed, man, the way they steal my identity. They silence me, Mike, and then they lie about me. It pisses me off.
Well, Alex, here's what they did today. And the person who did this, I won't name him, but I can tell you he's a very good friend of Brian Stelter. This video editor who stalks my family took a video of me and he added audio of a child being abused in the background. He uploaded it to Twitter from his verified Twitter account and tagged in child abuse organizations. And it makes it sound like my wife is literally, I was almost crying today, and made it look like my wife was abusing our
child. Let me stop you. They've gone total weaponized. They're totally deranged. They're so scared they're just firing on all weapons. So what do we do now that they've gone totally insane?
Well, the good news is that, you know, because that person who did that is a very good friend of Brian Stelter. And Brian Stelter, the SPLC actually has used this same person as a source.
And just like you brought down Gunn, you think they miscalculated.
So, yes.
I'm sorry I interrupted. Start over. Tell us what happened. We'll put the tweet on screen.
Okay. So a verified Twitter account who's good friends with Brian Stelter, they took a video of me. They added in the audio of a baby being beaten in the background, Jesus. Spliced it together, and they're now telling people that my wife is abusing my daughter, who's 20 months old, and it's all fake audio. They took a different video and a different audio and folded it together, and you can see they're tagging in child abuse organizations. Again, this is Brian Stelter's good friend. So what have I been doing, Alex? Well, the SPLC has used this person as a source. So I've emailed the SPLC to let them know that they're using fabricators and hoaxes as sources. I've emailed CNN, and you know why? I call this an Easter egg. One day, Brian Stelter will be sued, and when the lawyer goes through in discovery, they're going to say, Brian, why are you friends with people who make fake child abuse videos? Why do you count these people as
reliable? Well, let me say this. What the hell is up with Stelter? He comes off like he could play Pennywise without makeup. I mean, this guy is like sends shudders up my spine. At a spiritual level, I go, whoa, enemy. Like, whoa, that is the freaking. I see you. I feel like friend. My soul feels good. I see him. I go, combat ready. I mean, what the hell's up with that dude?
Well, so what I do is I email him on his official Turner email account, very polite, because one day the lawyers are going to sue them, and all those emails, I don't send it to his Gmail because he'll delete it, they all go into the server, and then that's all going to turn up during discovery.
Let's come back and talk about it.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, it was Mike Cernovich that exposed James Gunn, Guardians of the Galaxy director, for hundreds of tweets worshiping Nambla, pedophilia, you name it. And then new videos and new photos came out that had been archived from his own website that he deleted over a year ago of him in pedophilic-style parties, catch a predator parties, women dress up as little girls, all of it. And now you've got 301 priests, thousands of rape kids, the media trying to cover it up. This is the currency of this. I want to get into where we are. I want to get into Brian Stelter and his obsession with others, Oliver Darcy on shutting us down. So getting back to this, Mike Cernovich, Trump moving against him. We'll cover it next segment more, but where we are, who these people are, and the fact that they seem to have some green light to just, as you were covering somebody earlier, reportedly, you know, making fake videos about you and your family and your daughter, it just shows they've become totally crazed. So what is the Trump derangement syndrome, and when does it hit peak craziness?
Well, here's what I find fascinating about Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter, who try to get you banned. I have sent them videos where this account has doxed me, made fake videos of my daughter, edited videos of daughter, and this account is now making essentially child abuse fantasy videos. I don't know what kind of sicko does it. But Brian and Oliver refuse to report that a verified Twitter account, who is indeed this guy, is friends. They're all running the same social circles. They refuse to report that. So what was confusing to me, Alex, is that they want to get you banned. But then when I can show them that, by the way, this is an attempted swatting. If we can pull up that fake tweet again, they're tagging in child abuse organizations to make it look like my wife is abusing our child, and then they tag in a child abuse organization.
Sure, sure. Just like they announced I had an illegal radio station, which I'd never even heard of, wasn't true, or that I hid evidence. It's all we're criminals. That's their next level. That's what I'm saying. Let's get past you and I then. Let's pull back 35,000 feet. They're getting ready to make a major move. Warner says they are. What about their attack on free speech? What does the president need to do?
Well, the president needs to introduce legislation stripping all social media companies of their Section 230 immunity. Well, the president needs to introduce. He needs to make it so that you cannot have immunities. These big tech companies are playing it both ways. They have immunity from what people post to their.
They've got public square immunity under federal law, but then claim they can do whatever they want.
Ways. They have immunity from what. Hold on. We have a little. So that's what he needs to do. He needs to take away that immunity and he needs to make it so that they can't play it both ways. If you're a publisher and you want to censor people, then fine, but you don't get Section 230 immunity. So that's a very, very, very easy way to make everybody play by the same rules. So if you make $1 billion or more, as these tech companies do, then they are liable for all content posted on their websites because they can't say, well, we're just a platform. We can't be held accountable. No, because they're now actively censoring people. So strip away their Section 230 immunity. And for those who don't know, Section 230 is part of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and it holds that platforms are not liable for content posted by third parties. And that would be great if they were neutral forums, but because they're not neutral forums, then that is a problem. Two, the because of the way the algorithms are rigged to favor Democrats, the Department of Justice must open an investigation into the social media companies to determine if the algorithms are an in-kind campaign contribution. Here's what I mean by that. If you have a billboard, you can't just give that billboard to a political candidate. That's known as in-kind contribution. There are contribution limits. So say I really like Ted Cruz, which not necessarily I do, and I donate the maximum money. I can't then go put a bunch of commercials up for him, right? Because I already maxed out. Well, what these tech companies are doing by rigging the algorithm is the functional equivalent of giving free billboards and free TV airtime.
Sure, and that's the key to the president. We're talking about the next segment. They're giving them billions in the midterm about blocking conservatives or not even letting Republican candidates or members of Congress talk to their Facebook, their Twitter, their YouTube. The Republicans are like, here's a private company, do whatever they want. I'm a merit. Meanwhile, all these foreign interests, the Democrats, Hollywood are in there blocking everything, getting ready to steal the election. It's unbelievable. So what does Trump need to do?
Well, that's what you need to do. Open an investigation. Start sending subpoenas to all these companies. Send them immediately a notice to preserve evidence and notice to preserve all documents.
That's it. Send them notices of antitrust and election meddling, election fraud, Federal Elections Commission. Federal Elections Commission investigation, antitrust investigation, like Trump already did, announced yesterday. Discrimination on the the housing rule. I mean, Trump definitely gets it now. So this is crazy. How do you think Trump finally woke up to this?
I don't think he is fully waking up to it. Unfortunately, I don't think he fully appreciates what is actually happening and how things are going. And hopefully, he will wake up and realize that you need to, because if the Democrats win in November, see, the social media companies have made a bet. They believe that Democrats will win the House in November, and then they're off the hook because they won't have Mark Meadows and Lee Zeldin and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and other people to do anything. What they'll have is the Democrats will be in control. And then, of course, you'll remember the Democrat congresswoman who's going to replace Keith Ellison, an accused domestic abuser. She had said that Israel hypnotized the world, and so they want to destroy Israel and all this other stuff that they want to do. So the big tech companies are making a gamble. They say, we think the House is going to take over in November, and as long as we help them win in November, hey, we're free and clear. because the Dems will move to impeach. It'll be Democrat controlled majority. Everything will be safe. Everything will be fine. So that's why Trump needs to open a criminal investigation for election meddling, election engineering, and illegal in-kind campaign contributions made by the big social media companies to the Democrats. Today, they need to send out the notice to preserve evidence today. Subpoenas need to be issued tomorrow. And let's start looking into this illegal electioneering, these violations of clear violations of campaign finance laws.
And I agree, because I've talked to top law firms. I've got Warner's own documents, his own admissions. They're saying, we're taking over. We're winning in 2018. We're going to shut you down if you don't let us do whatever we want. Block all the conservatives, which is a in-kind contribution to the Democrats in the billions of dollars. This is their coup. They're making a digital cowardly move. They think they're going to get away with all of it. And they believe that we're all stupid and don't know what's happening. So again, specifically, the president should order all evidence be sequestered, all evidence be frozen, lawsuits should be filed, antitrust, civil rights violation, violations of voter rights. I mean, there are so many levels of this. Mike, you're a lawyer. Lay out what the president needs to do right now to stop the open stealing of the 2018 election.
Sure. The Department of Justice has a whole election fraud. Remember Dinesh D'Souza got investigated because he gave $20,000?
Remember the new Black Panther Party with a club outside a building got investigated. These are the Democrats blocking everyone, intimidating everyone to let them censor. This is unbelievable.
Right. So if Dinesh D'Souza can be investigated for giving $20,000 to a college friend through alleged shell donors, then why is there no investigation into the in-kind? Because again, Alex, just to make it clear for everybody listening and watching, NBC can't say, hey, here's a free ad to Democrats. That's an in-kind contribution. You can't do it. It's a criminal thing. So when Twitter and Facebook rig it so that Democrat content goes to the top of the pile, that's the functional equivalent of giving someone a free commercial. That's a clear campaign contribution, billions of dollars.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is, people say, well, this is totally criminal. Why would they do it? Because they're desperate criminals that sold out to China and others. They don't know what to do. This video live, folks, is so critical in 2018. We are fighting for the future of this country. Get this video out.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so they're all over the news claiming that I'm running illegal radio stations totally made up, that we've been SWAT teamed and shut down. They're claiming I'm tampering with evidence totally made up. They're putting up fake videos of Mike Cernovich torturing his two-year-old daughter. I mean, he was just doing this earlier on his own feed. I was watching it with horror. They are crazed. They are committed. They have the New York Times, and some people have recorded this, the Washington Post, calling up former employees going, we want to write a full-page ad how great you are, but if you don't, we'll ruin you. So they've been ordered by Carlos Slim and George Soros and all these people to go for broke, and now Trump has come out and said the censorship of conservatives is wrong. It's accelerated. People are waking up. Big things are happening. Trump's got some big plans to crack down on it soon. But, you know, I hope it's not a day late and a dollar short. So specifically, Mike, if you want to play the audio, just get into it. If you want, I saw you do it during the break for your own stream that I hope still live. Describe just what you deal with, because it doesn't demoralize me they're lying about me. It demoralizes me that it doesn't matter if the Washington Post, the Austin American Statesman, or the Associated Press or Reuters, they will laugh at me and fabricate lies, and that they're all these weird, weak followers who are committed to pure evil. And then you know what Trump's gone through. Once you stare down the barrel of this, you're like, hey, please don't lie. They just go, I'll do whatever I want. I mean, before we get to what happened to you lately, how do they get people like this? I mean, how did they find people? Who are these people? Like, how do they do it?
Well, I mean, they absolutely have no integrity. And yeah, exactly what you said is true, Alex. There are horrific videos edited of me where people said, oh, you like to kill people. I'm like, yes, I commit murder. and they edited that, and it makes me look bad.
Sure, you know, sure, but they're doing it to everybody. But the latest thing is children. A clip of your show, and then you're torturing your daughter in the background. It's like Twitter, Jack Dorsey's like, oh, I'm a liberal, but I let you have free speech. He lets people say murder Trump's son, kill his wife, torture her. I'm not attacking Jack Dorsey, but the claim that, what do you think Jack Dorsey's doing? Suspending me, but saying, oh, I'm letting him have free speech. If he doesn't, I think it's just a way to like stopgap Trump so Trump doesn't figure out what's happening, that he's already shadow banned the president.
Well, yeah, there's that. Speaking of the devil, this is what I love when people say, don't put your daughter on camera. It's like, I don't think these people have children. You know, when I'm
we love children, to celebrate it, but no, since you're going to do it, describe what happened and then play what you actually said on air versus what they aired, which Brian Stelter's friend is putting out.
Okay, the audio, actually, Daria has the audio. It's on my Twitter timeline. So in what happened in the audio is I'm just talking normally. I'm saying my daughter's being potty trained. Everything's good. Then what they do is they take that video of me, and then they add in the audio of a baby crying, and then they edit the audio of a baby being spanked in the background. So this is actually, if you think about it, that is what child abuse videos they're editing, which tells you.
Listen, take the left. They come up to me and like, I'll be with my kids at a restaurant. And they go, F you, you lost your kids. And I go, these are my children. They go, F your family. I didn't lose my children. But that's what I'm saying is their whole religion is children. They're obsessed with children.
Well, sure. And then they try to say, oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And I'm like, you know, Alex, what kind of human being would have the audio of a baby being spanked? I'm sorry, but if that's what you have, that audio saved on your computer of children being abused, you don't have to be that smart to figure out what kind of sick human being.
Sure. So it shows, Mike, in closing, they're going for broke. There's nothing they won't do. They're building towards violence. They're calling for violence. They're saying, I'm calling for violence when I'm not. What do you, in closing, expect them to do 79 days out from the most important election in U.S. history?
Well, they're going to keep banning any high-profile conservative voice. They're going to keep, like with Prager University, they're going to demonetize you, take the algorithms down. I told you this 2-3 months ago. I said, Alex, as bad as it is, it's going to get worse. Here's what I predict will happen. The media is going to start going through people's campaign contributions to Trump. And if you donated any money to Trump's campaign, you will not be able to get a mortgage. If people think that's crazy.
Oh, it's just total mafia. That's what we're going to cover. And now they're saying in news articles, oh, you tweeted pro-Trump. You don't get to go to this college. They're total mafia. And they think we'll give in to this because they're cowards. I agree. They're going after everybody's bank accounts. This is total mafia. How do we counter it?
Yeah, MasterCard banned Robert Spencer, who is not even particularly controversial. So they'll make it now. So what they'll do is they'll make
Jihad
it so
watch.
That it, yeah, if you donate any money to Trump, you won't even be able to get a mortgage. You won't be able to open a bank account. The Secretary of the Treasury needs to issue regulations saying
and
that.
And so let's give the inside baseball. What does Trump do in an executive order? Does he let them know they're on notice about monopolies? He does that too. He says you don't discriminate on politics with bank accounts in the U.S. He does that because that's their next move.
Yeah, well, so his next move is the Secretary of Treasury has to say that it is illegal for a financial institution to discriminate against people based on their political viewpoint. They have to do that tomorrow. They have to do it right away. And I'll tell you why. Everybody goes, hey, if you don't like the internet, you know, if you don't like this site, start your website. Well, you start a website, they shut it down. Then they say, well, okay, you have to go create your own internet. Well, now they say you create your own banks, but you and I just can't go start a bank. The banks are federally regulated.
It's mark of the beast. It's total control. And like you said, the enemy already knows. They listen to our phones. They know. So we're not hiding something. Trump is right now in war council. How to counter this? How to go after the censorship? How to go after everything? Darcy knows it. So he's kind of rolling over. He's one of the lower level guys. He's been one of the worst. But citizens have to know this is the real fight for the country. Mike Cernovich, thank you so much. Cernovich.com, at Cernovich on Twitter for now. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, this has been a wild 2 hours, and they think you can be shut down. They think you can be blocked, but Infowars.com/show. You can go sign up for the free podcast. You can go find the live video and links, drudgereport.com, link to it today. We're bigger than ever, but the difference is the attacks are on our credit card companies. That already happened. They're already after our way we send email. They're after our comment sections. They shut that down. We have a new section that isn't as good, but it's okay. The point is, we're fighting for your future and our future. We don't believe in monopolies and elite groups suppressing people. We're here doing this. And the left came up to me last night in a restaurant and said, "I'm glad you lost your kids." And I'm like, "Well, my kids are at home right now." But these are really cowards. They're not liberals. These are followers. These are fascists. These are scumbags. And they associate their personal power with the establishment. And they're really angry humanity's awake. That said, in closing, before, if you're watching us on the video feeds or audio feeds or local stations, we've got Counterthink with Mike Adams, a powerful hour of transmission coming up. And then tomorrow I'll be back, and David and I will be back, and I'll be back, and all the shows, Infowars.com/show, my show, 11 a.m. Central. We just sell T-shirts and books and films and water filtration and air filtration, whatever the best systems are. And they're all there, and we've got the best fish oil and the best krill oil, the best fish oil for children, honor roll, 40% off. The sale's about to end. But if you'll just financially fund us and get the new Ultimate Bone Broth reformulated even stronger, it's 4 or 5 times the strongest in the industry. That's $19.95. It's normally $40-$50. We're selling it at cost because I did a huge order of it, and I want you to see how great it is. Brain Force, the amazing nootropic, 40% off. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you hear myself or Mike Cernovich that are frantic for freedom, that are frantic for the Republic, that are frantic to stop monopolies, that are frantic to stop the Chi-Coms, that are frantic about Brian Stelter and that creepazoid pushing for us to be banned across the internet and celebrating in his weakness and his evil against you and your family. It is your financial support that bridges the gap. And without you, we won't make it in the future. I'm a tough guy, or think I'm tough at least, so I don't sit there and tell you, you know, when I'm in trouble, because I believe in you and I don't want to sound like a wimp. But let me tell you something. I need you all to come through financially at InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go there and get the very best supplements, the very best products, the very best coffee, all of it. Sign up for auto ship for like supplements and coffee and things you're going to reorder, so you don't forget. Get 10% off when you do it. We got free shipping right now. We discount things so much that we got to sell a lot of product to fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, tell neighbors, friends, coworkers, family, your church every day about this is verboten. This is pro-America. This is what's demonized. This is what believed in the future. This is what didn't roll over. This is what wasn't cowards. At InfoWars.com/show to get the free podcast, to get the free links, the video, all of it. It's all there. We're briefing the president. We're briefing you. We're briefing the world. We're changing the future. The enemy's afraid, but we're nothing without you. Please help yourself. Help us. Spread the word.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.